An Eagle River man started with a pile of junk, a roll of wire, and an obsession, and 10 years later ended up with art. KSKA's Ann Hillman checked it out.
Encased in plexiglass and the remains of an old satellite dish, a set of multicolored snooker balls are running an intricate obstacle course with no finish line.
We can pick that yellow ball. It's on its way up. I don't know where it's going to go.
That's the creator of the machine, John Will.
So that's the chain lift, and then it gets dropped off on that track. It goes through the first switch, and then the second switch. Of course, you see the next ball goes through. It goes a different route now because that switch switched. Yeah, oh, we lost the yellow ball.
It's easy to lose track as the balls bank the curves, plow through chimes, and spiral down funnels. They trigger flashing toys from the 1980s and jump through loop-de-loops. Other than the wire tracks, everything is made from junk Will found around the house and garage.
That's a trash compactor. That's a gear out of a rear end of a big truck. That's the input shaft into an old transmission. There's a trailer hitch hanging underneath it. You see the ball down there?
Will never foresaw art in his future. He runs a pilot car company and rejuvenates septic systems. But in 2003, he saw an audio-kinetic sculpture by George Rhodes. It was a ball maze run with a motor, a chain, and gravity.
My head exploded right there. It just popped. I had to do it.
He says he became obsessed.
You know, I'd sit there and watch TV and I just, my eyes would be looking at it, but my mind wasn't, you know, so I'd have to get up and I couldn't sleep. It was freaky. I'd have to draw it on a piece of paper, and then it was out and it was gone. I could go to sleep, and then I didn't lose it, you know.
For 10 years, Will tinkered and tested to see what worked. Dust would get on the tracks, everything would go crazy, the timing would be off.
The same ball can go down the same track 500 times. And one time, it'll go flying across the room. You know, it's like, what caused that?
To figure it out, he set up a video camera on the machine to watch for abnormalities, then spent hours, days even, fixing the problems. He says the machine needs to run continuously for 2 or 3 weeks to see all of the combinations and possible issues. But now, his masterwork is finally out of his garage and on display at the Spark Gallery in downtown Anchorage. Will says he wants it to inspire people.
The ultimate thing is if you can inspire somebody, you know, just crack the egg somewhere or put a spark in their head and they can go on from there. God, that's the biggest gift anything anybody can give anybody, I think. But
it's the gift artist George Rhodes unknowingly gave John Will, and the gift Will hopes to pass on to other Alaskans. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.